didn't all this happen a long time ago? So, why are we here? I think it really happened, but so very long ago. Here is something more current. Today is Earth Day. Now, that's pretty new. Starting up in 1970, after Rachel Carson wrote a book in the 60s detailing the ways we crucify the air and the waters and the earth and the creatures therein. But what would a thing like Earth Day have to do with this that happened so long ago? The early church, some voices in the early church had an odd vision. I cannot track it down exactly as to who dreamed it up first. But they saw that the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ, which centers not in Easter, but in today. For Easter will just not happen without today. Which is why, in spite of the gruesome story we just read in T.S. Eliot's haunting phrase, in spite of that, we call this Friday good. Well, the earliest church had a vision that the good news of this grim good day was first carried by the winds that blow where they will, to the north, to the south, to the west, to the east. And so the winds themselves spread the cross of Christ over the whole world. And still do. In light and in dark, in weal and in woe, in tsunami and tornado, and in the breeze of a mother's breath that gently tickles the eyelashes of a baby born this day in Libya, in Afghanistan, in Northside Hospital, in Japan. That's what they say. The winds that day blew forth a cross of grace spread over the whole world. It was an earth day with crosswinds. Our Orthodox friends hold on to the vastness and the timelessness and the from the beginningness and the into eternityness. They hold on to the power and the glory and the intimacy of this cross of Christ spread over the whole earth. Our Eastern friends have held on to that better than we have. Here's one. A Bishop Solomon in the 13th century passing on what he had been given. Some say that when God said, "Come, let us make man in our image and in our likeness," the angels, by the eye of the Spirit, saw the right hand of God spread out over the whole world. And in God's right hand, there were in it parts of all the creatures, both spiritual and corporal, And God took from these parts and fashioned Adam with his holy hands and breathed into him the breath of life. And man became a living soul. Others say that God took earth from the four quarters of the world and formed Adam. While others say that God fashioned him in the middle of the earth, on the spot where our Lord was crucified. Isn't that something? Earth Day in the middle of Good Friday. Now, we get it that Earth goes on and on. We see that. But didn't all this Good Friday thing just happen that once and that a long time ago? And so, are we here as merely patient audience to the retelling of that bygone moment? Or who? Well, I'll say this. After 60 years or so of moral consciousness, this I know. We are not here to be audience. We are here to be. On this cross-graced earth, reaching up and down and out, ever outward, for we are here to be into eternity. We do not exist to be audience. We are here to be. And we too, just like the apostles who screwed up so bad today, but came back. And came through. And just like the early church mothers and fathers and the faithful down through the ages, we are here in our day to be and to pass on what has been handed to us, the witness that, oh yes, we are all capable of the wondrous. And hell yes, we are all capable of the banal and the despicable. I stand as witness on this Friday that we call good, that into all our capabilities, holy and unholy, there comes blowing in this cross-shaped blessing. This human being, at full stretch, this cross, this Christ, and Him crucified. Let this blessing touch you, heal you, nourish you. The winds of the agony of Christ Jesus, and the power and the glory. For the blessing is very near to us, as close as your next breath. In our pain and in our joy, in our failure and in our fullness, we are not here as audience. We are here as beloved beyond the telling. For that is God's capacity. Ever surging, cross-shaped love, north, south, west, east, for the whole fragile earth, our island home, for you, for me, for our children and grandchildren, and their grandchildren. For our enemies, for the children of our enemies, for us, for them, God's love for this broken, poisoned, robbed, and crucified, sin-sick, sobbing, cross-blessed world. Blow, crosswinds. Blow. Blow over the whole earth. Blow blessing. 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 Blessing.